Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In Petersfield's local news, increased car insurance could prevent people joining the care industry. A popular Petersfield fashion fundraiser returns with a twist. Petersfield's Clean Up for Easter is launched tomorrow. And Isaac has this week's local sports update. I'll have details on all those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
The Care Quality Commission says short staffing, underfunding and severe treatment delays have made mental health services for children and young people a ticking time bomb. A new report says many children have been placed in settings such as adult wards or general children's wards, which had exacerbated their distress. Although the health regulator was encouraged to see attempts to improve staffing, it was concerned that this was not enough to address the current shortfall. A new report says people affected by state pension changes which were not communicated adequately should receive an apology and compensation. The Parliamentary and Health Service Ombudsman has asked Parliament to intervene and act swiftly to make sure a compensation scheme is established. WASPI Chair Angela Madden spoke after the release of the report.
The investigation has taken 5 years. 3 years ago in July 21, the Ombudsman agreed with us that the DWP had got it seriously wrong.
Labour have laid out a number of proposals to reform the criminal justice system should they come to power. They say six police forces will be given powers to charge domestic abuse suspects. It follows a pilot by West Yorkshire Police. Rape victims would also be offered specialist support advisors to sit alongside them whilst giving evidence in court. The government's declared a migration emergency. It's after the busiest day for channel crossings since the start of the year, with over 500 making the journey on Wednesday. It says the government's Rwanda bill remains stuck in parliamentary limbo, with MPs not scheduled to debate it again until after Westminster returns from its Easter break. And Wales have set up a Euro 2024 playoff final with Poland. It's after they thrashed Finland 4-1 in Cardiff. Meanwhile, Scotland are in Amsterdam on Friday to face the Netherlands in a friendly. Boss Steve Clark says his players have been going all out to secure a squad place for this summer's Euros.
They understand that I can only pick 23. They're all trying to show how good they are in training, which is fantastic because it drives the standard up. Everybody's trying to show that they want to be part of the Scotland squad that goes to Germany in the summer.
From Radio News Hub, I'm Phil Towers.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Laura Shepherd at Petersfield's Shine Radio. Increased car insurance could prevent people joining the care industry. Duncan Cameron from Right at Home explains how the increase in car insurance is making people think twice. They're looking for a concession to be made for care workers that will hopefully bring recruits back into the industry.
It's become a real problem because the cost of car insurance over the last year has gone up tremendously. For some of our employees, it's making renewing their car insurance too expensive, which means obviously they can't do the job they love, which is working at Right at Home, being a carer at Right at Home. So we've produced a letter which we intend to send to our local members of parliament, and we're hopeful that by lobbying government that we can approach, or they can on our behalf help raise the awareness of the problem and approach insurance companies to see if concessions can be applied.
A popular Petersfield fashion fundraiser returns with a twist. Local businesses are coming together again at Church's College for a glam evening event to raise funds for the Rosemary Foundation on the 4th of April. Michelle Bicknell tells Joe Graymore.
This year we're doing a catwalk. We're also doing a makeover live on stage. So we're actually dressing the models on the stage.
Oh, brilliant. That's a really good idea.
Yeah, so we're trying to make it a little bit more interactive. So we're going to be showcasing hair. So Review are going to be actually doing somebody's hair on stage, cutting the hair. Helsa are going to be doing a makeover, so they're going to be doing makeup. And then Sarah from Mimosa and myself from Hector's, we're going to actually be dressing the models.
How many models have you got taking part?
We've got 4 men and 4 ladies for the catwalk, and then we've put it out on social media that we're looking for volunteers for the makeover.
Pop into Mimosa or Hector's if you fancy taking part in the makeover, and tickets are available online. Petersfield's Clean Up for Easter is launched tomorrow. Pop along between 10 and 12 tomorrow for family fun at the Physic Garden just off Petersfield High Street, opposite M&S, to find out more. Beth Swarovska is a volunteer at the Petersfield Society, which is coordinating the litter pick.
There's three strands going on for Easter this time. For young families, we'll have an Easter egg trail in the gardens, and we're very grateful to the trustees of the Physic Garden for letting us do that. And the children will be able to collect a map of Petersfield. They'll be able to say where they would like to litter pick with their family. And then also we have some weeding work parties planned. And then there's also another opportunity, the third strand, is that we're trialling the idea of a daily rota to have volunteers litter pick along the spine of Petersfield.
And Isaac has this week's local sports update.
Petersfield's women's hockey team continued their record of 19 wins from 20 last weekend, beating Hazelmere 4-0 away. The men's team was also victorious, winning 4-1 away at Hazelmere as well, with the goals coming from Atkinson, Hume, Brown and Hind. They are now second place in their league. The Petersfield table tennis team also won, beating their own B team 8-2 in the league. The team are yet to lose a game and, almost more notably, Tim Hampton, their captain, dropped games for only the first time this season last weekend. And Petersfield, the Rams football game was called off last weekend. Although they are hosting a Petersfield Town FC Memorial Matchday lunch tomorrow that our town mayor, JC Crissy, will be attending. Hats off to you all, past and present, players, management and volunteers.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning, it's Andy from the Shine Radio Weather Desk. It's going to be cloudy for most of the day in the Petersphere today, maybe becoming a little bit brighter in the late afternoon. Feeling less mild than yesterday with temperatures around 10 degrees. The wind coming from the northwest, and there is a chance of a shower all through the morning. Sunset is at 20 past 6 this evening, and high tide is at 9:57 at 4 metres, and then again at 22:31 at 4.2 metres. Saturday will feel colder than today, with chance of showers in the afternoon.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Hi, it's Vicky with today's travel update. Cook's Pond Road remains closed. A diversion is in place there. In Liss, Forest Road has motorway lights in place today. Work continues on Station Road. Obviously, that remains closed with the diversion route in place there. And work continues on the A3 tonight from 8pm. That's both directions from Bearlands with slip road and lane closures in force. That's it, though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, call us, phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500 or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Andy,
Kirsty,
Amy,
Dougie,
and you.
To join us, email team at shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine, Shine Radio.